using the term natural law today, cause and effect. Cause and effect.
Many people get in the New Age community don't want to believe that there's causes and effects, and that effects are driven by causes that, you know, come first and then manifest conditions. So the principle of cause and effect simply states that every cause has its effect, and every effect has its cause.
What's going on, guys? It's Chico with the Cause and Effect Podcast. Back with yours truly, Fernando.
Yo.
Yo, it's been a while since it's been only us two. Remember when we first got started?
It's been a while since it's I said that. That's how it started.
We, you know, before we get started with today's episode, if we go back all the way to episode number one, like we originated everything, right? We got started with everything before Rafi became an official member of the podcast, before he was behind the scenes, as well as a couple of other people.
Yo, Rafi moved up like a creep.
Right? Like he was like from afar. He was just like, oh, hey, hi you. I'm here.
They moved up.
And then
it
was
bit.
Just like, oh, let me just pop up a couple times and then
let me just sit here real quick, see what happens.
This is my chair now. Yo, so Shout out to Rafi. Right now he's in Ecuador.
Word.
He's going to tell us his whole story about his journey out there. We're excited to know how things went out there. But
hope he didn't catch anything out there.
Yo, why? Just why?
It's why? My dog!
What is he catching over there? You tell me. What is he catching?
I don't know.
Pokemon. Yo, so how you feeling, bro? What's going on with you?
I'm good, man. Everything's good.
Yo.
Time is just going too fast, but I'm trying to catch up.
You say that. Time is going too fast. Dude, but for me, it feels like January's been here and hasn't gone. Like, it's been 3 months already.
I mean, now that you mention it, it does feel like it's been here forever. Like, it's still not even, like, the end of
month. January's always the month that drags on. And you're just like, fam.
But the days are going so fast, so it's weird. So it's like, the days are over.
You mean, like, the hours of the day, like, you're working 1 hour, the next hour you're already in bed.
I wake up at 6 in the morning. And when you wake up early, the day's supposed to feel long.
And but it's because it gets dark quick. You know, like you wake up and it's dark. You go to work when it's dark. You come out of work when it's dark. So it feels like the day went
quick. I feel
like
I didn't do anything. Look at the time.
I feel like the day does is due. Like I work enough hours. I come and do my thing here.
I feel like it was, you know, I feel like it lasts me longer in 2019.
You probably procrastinate a lot, bro. Like, we got to look at your... You know, you should start journaling what you do throughout the day.
You want me to,
every other hour or something like that.
You want me to put a GoPro on me? Like a pigeon?
Do something like that, yeah.
Let's see where pigeons go. Let's see where pigeons go. What they do in the day?
What does Fernando do throughout his day? And just play that shit out. That should probably rack up a couple million views on YouTube.
Dude, they have GoPros on pigeons. Like, where do they go?
You're lying.
I swear.
So you be watching this.
No.
So you got time to watch GoPro on pigeons.
No. I looked up something about a GoPro because I have a GoPro. And then it said, I saw a video, it said GoPro on a pigeon. And then the GoPro on a dog, like you can see dogs and a cat. They see where cats wander off and what they do and shit. Some guy found out about a cat, about his cat having babies with another cat because he will hop. Yeah, he will hop through fucking backyards. And go to the cat and like see that with, I mean.
You imagine that he has
another family.
No, like he has a cat, and he has a companion cat. And the owner's like, we're gonna put a surveillance on your husband and see what the hell he's doing, or on your wife. And the other cat has a whole different litter in another house. And the other cat's looking at that like. That's a whole reality show right there.
Oh, man.
Nah, but if you got time to watch that, bro, then you got time.
I mean, I just, you know how you hold the mouse on it and it kind of shows you a preview of the whole thing? That's how I saw it. I saw it. All right, it was fun.
So we hit 2020, man, and, you know, we're gonna start off with who does this shit, right? Like, we've seen some fuckery, like before the new year and after. And, you know, sad news, my condolences to the families involved, but it's like, who the fuck does this shit? Like,
does what?
I don't know if you heard of the story of the kid that raped and killed the 4-year-old beautiful little girl in Dominican Republic.
Heard it, saw the pictures, but didn't watch the stuff.
First of all, let's 4 years old, right? Innocent little girl, doesn't know wrong from right for the most part. And like, they're very, and they come from very like humble beginnings. Like if you see where they from in the neighborhood, you know, low income community. Like, yo,
I mean, mental illness is everywhere, no matter where. But my thing is, what calls your attention to a kid like that?
Those are illnesses. But the kid had passed, and they kept leaving him around her. Like the family, he was family. From the other side of the family that happened. So it wasn't like a stranger at all. It was like from the own household.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah.
Homie would smoke a cigarette with her grandmother, the daughter, the girl, the little baby, you know, that's deceased now, grandmother. And he'll be around and he'll play around with her. You know what I mean? Like, for you to go and do that, you know, to her and then involve two other, you know, pedophiles to the case. And, you know, from the reports that were out, they raped and they beat her to death and left her in a trash can.
So it was, you're saying they. So it was more than one.
It was three of them.
Three guys.
One was a barber. The other one was...
So one was part of the family and the other ones were just his friends?
His boys that did the same dirt as him. Because the other two had... had passed with kids, you know, with kids from their own family. You know, like little kids. So they all have records. They're all known pedophiles. Like, why are you having kids around these guys? Like, you think that your kids, just because they're familiar with them, are safe? When the illness creeps in, no, everybody's the same, no matter what. So it's just like, bro, that's just nasty. That's just rest in peace to that beautiful little angel.
Yeah, can only imagine what she went through before she died.
Bro, like. Like, you feel me? That's sick, man. And we gotta do better, because there were so many opportunities where the family could have, you know, separated that and made sure that didn't continue, where he was sleeping over, even stayed and took naps at the house, you know, where the little girl's sleeping there too. Like, come on. How do you know that didn't happen a couple times before he just took it upon himself to want to go all the way and then just get rid of you? And get rid of the little girl, you know, and to say she's going to tell on me or something. It got to the point maybe where she was, you know, mentioning things and he was catching on, like, yo, she might put things and say what's mm-hmm. happening, you know? Because 4 years old, you're not too off from talking and showing, you know, little signs of abuse. So, again, rest in peace to a beautiful soul and the families involved. They got the guys, so... I hope, you know, I don't wish death on nobody.
One
I don't
like skinny morenito, right?
Yeah. I don't wish death or jail on nobody, bro. But you do something that crazy, that heinous, bro, I hope God takes care of you. But at the same time, you gotta serve. You gotta serve, bro,
knowing
with the consequences.
Knowing how jails and DR are, they're gonna take care of that.
They're crazy. Even though, like, even the jail systems, like in DR, they're not the same as they were before. Like the people that are in jail right now, they're not, you know, those guys that believed in and those you know, there's a line, right? Like there was guys that did dirt, but there's a line that you don't cross. There's mm-hmm. that has been blurred as well. There's some people just, you know, they don't follow those codes anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, as I imagine in the jails here, you know, I've never been there. Don't wish that upon nobody. Not even, you know. No, not my worst enemy, but again, you do something like that to an innocent soul, bro. Like, I can't even tell you what
like,
you deserve.
Don't you feel like we're getting to a generation where things are starting to seem
normal? Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like
it's just like, I guess you see so much shit through WhatsApp, Facebook, and all this shit that, like, I guess your mind just starts to feel like it's normal.
I just got back on Facebook and. I don't have a lot of friends because my Facebook got hacked. So, first of all, that was like a blessing in disguise.
Who's your first friend again, Tom?
No, this is not MySpace. This is not MySpace. So, I don't know if I have Mark. Mark Zuckerberg might be my first friend now.
He's not trying to be anybody's friend. He's trying to make money.
The point is, it cleaned out my entire Facebook. So now... As it suggests friends, it's suggesting all the friends that I had on my previous Facebook. But now I'm kind of like picking and choosing. Like, nope, yep, nope, nope. Because I know who are the people that are reposting all the bullshit. You know, like, I don't want that on my timeline. Mm-hmm. It takes too much of my time. It drains you spiritually, mentally. Bro. And it's just a whole news channel that, you know, I don't watch TV. I don't watch the news. But I might as well if I'm watching Facebook. I already have enough from Instagram, you know, like.
I had to clean up my Facebook so bad. And I just.
Yo, like, I think it's the simple way, like, is just to delete it and restart it all over again, bro.
I don't know, bro. It's just like I'm at a point where it's like, I don't even know why I have Facebook. But then it's like when I'm thinking about deleting it, then I think about my family because it's like they all communicate. They all communicate through there. And it's just
You add them right back and you keep that small niche. And then you let, you know, filter out what you need and what you don't want. Because when you become lazy when you think about the amount of unfollows that you gotta hit and unfriending, because it's like a two different. You can unfollow somebody, but you also need to unfriend them. So it's like I can unfollow your post, but I still have you on my friends list.
It's like, are you sure?
Yeah. So it's like I didn't have to go through all that. So I guess that the hack was like a blessing in disguise.
Like, I hate you, nigga, but we say what's up.
Like, I like your posts once in a while.
Yeah, man.
But you know, and again, all that attention seeking on all these social media. You know, social media platforms is like going to that Netflix series, Who Don't Fuck With The Cats.
Bruh.
How crazy was that?
That shit is, bruh.
For the listeners, if you haven't seen that, you're going to have some spoiler alerts. So spoiler alert, if you have seen it, then join the club. Because this was mentioned, I've heard numerous podcasts and people, period, talking about Don't Fuck With The Cats. And I'm like, this sounds like some weird name. Like, but when I started getting, like, you know, little hints of what it was aiming, like, what was the whole theme around, I was like, all right, let me check it out. And that's when I spoke to you guys about watching it. But it's disturbing. It's like, yo, this really happened in real life. Like, homie really started gaining attention by killing cats in the most crucial, like, that was cruel.
Yeah,
that was like
I feel like the first one was probably like the first one and the second one was like, bro, about the worst ones.
All of them were, bro, because if you think about it, like, that was crazy. Like, you suck the air out of the cat. Yeah,
not only did he do that, but then he started playing with them. So that's like worse. Like, now you're playing with their body. Like,
now I'm not gonna give away the entire thing. Because I want, you know, give the opportunity for those that haven't seen it to really check it out and see how crazy this thing turns out. Because it really feels like it's a movie. Like, if you notice all the progress,
I'm about to make a Netflix series. Don't Fuck With Your Shoes. These shoes are ridiculous, bro. I can't take it serious with that. I can't look.
I got my Yeezys on. You're hating on the Yeezys. Like
a notebook right here so I won't seep to the table.
Bro, you're hating on the Yeezys. We out here. I'm warm. I'm comfy. Comfortable.
Going back to that, like, it's like, how, like, this guy wanted attention so bad. Like, he didn't, like, not only did he do that, right, but then he also faked, like, relationships with.
But let's add context. Let's give a little breakdown, right?
Okay.
So, homie starts off very calculated. Because if you think about it,
it was genius,
as crazy as it was.
It was one of those math problems that you just can't solve, just like, and he solved it.
Like, you know when you watch a movie that has like seven different plot twists and you're like, oh, I thought I figured it out. And then no, wow. Like, homie starts off by you thinking, all right,
dude, he's torturing cats. I got to a point where I was like, no, there's no way. They're making this shit up.
No, I'm saying, like, he's torturing cats. And you're like, okay, he's definitely a psychopath. Those are early signs of it.
He's sick.
So you're like, okay, está bien. But when the group of people create a Facebook account and they start becoming detectives online, and then he infiltrates their group and says, oh, I got a group of people that know what I'm doing. So guess what? I'm going to do it again. Because that's what he was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they were trying to help with the situation and stop it, they were feeding his need.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, we started off with a small podcast network and we got a group of people listening to our podcast. But then we go viral from one thing and then we have 100,000 people watching us. So now what we're going to do, we're going to come, you know, with more content, more entertainment, and we're going to, you know, juice it up, whatever the case is, right? But we're not going to do some shit like that. But you get what I mean? Like, he was like, all right, I got a group. But once he got tired of that and he was like, that's not enough, he moved on to more things. So like for him to and then play out a movie at the same time as everything's going on, he's playing out a movie, like it's a movie that he's reenacting within it all. So it's just crazy.
He's being the actor and doing what the actor wants.
Yeah, because he wanted to be some model or something like that. He was obsessed with his face.
I forgot her name. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was obsessed with his face.
It was it was two women and a guy. What? Yeah, my father, like two women and a guy.
just.
I don't know. Where
give
that
me the
came,
finger.
Bro.
Pause. Like what?
But yeah, it was. Casablanca was one of them.
The movies.
Casablanca.
The other one was Casino, right?
I think one of them was Casino, and then one was that girl that was having the relationship on top of the guy, and then stabbed him. That's how he murdered the guy.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's Casino.
That's exactly how he murdered the guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like he went from cats to humans. Like, bro. First of all, bro, he was moving on. Catch me if you can, type of thing. Like he'll do it, and he'll be already in a different country. By the time you pick up the pace on him, he's back in another. He's back to where you thought he left, and then he'll go to another place. So it's like, and with in it all, you got the posters, you got all these hints. The music that he plays in the background is a hint, and then these guys were discovering all of that. The detectives were far off of it. They weren't even investigating it until he got into a serious situation like humans. These guys were on him when he was doing it with animals. And they were figuring shit out. Like, if you notice, all the information they collected was accurate. Off of them just looking at the room, looking at the extension cords and saying, what country is that from? Bro, no, and then discovering it's from Canada. And then noticing that he lived in Toronto, I think it was, or something like that. Like, how? Like, that's some wild shit. Like, those guys, they were invested. You know, they had nothing better to do. And if you look at how they lived on social media, they didn't even have their personal life on their Instagram, on their social media, except for that girl.
No, she had a fake page.
But he knew where she was. He took a video of her and sent her following
which
her.
Which I still don't get how he went, how he got from there to there.
That was crazy. They
didn't explain that much on that. But that was weird. But basically, she went back on her real page because she was already exposed. Mm-hmm. So she's like, all right, he already knows who I am. So,
but that's crazy. Like, imagine you're onto a potential serial killer, and he sends a video following you, and he knows where you work.
Well, no, he wasn't following her. He sent a video of her job.
Of her job. Period.
Which It might have not even been that he was there. It might have been that just he got a video off the casino, and he sent it like, I know where you work.
Like, relax. Yeah. Like, I can get you.
That's crazy. That's
so.
I don't understand. And he looks so stupid. Yeah. Like, he looked like he couldn't even work a phone. Like
that's he looked the part like that, the most innocent. I can't kill a roach type of person, and that was the most telling part. Where you gotta be very careful. You know where you let your guard down. Who you let your guard down? Like how friendly people can come out to be sometimes can really be your downfall.
And that part, you saying that, takes me back to the part where he was in the hotel when he murdered the guy, and he was just going dumping stuff in the trash can like nothing was going on.
Fam,
at all.
He put an ad on Craigslist, and homie came from that. Like that's how you know that this happened a while ago because people, you know, Craigslist and all that, like. People were discovering these things to be problematic. It's still being used, but you don't see people really like meeting up like that or doing things through Craigslist like before because we know that there's a lot of scams. There's a lot of things behind the scenes. So like you do more research before you even meet with somebody. Even the Facebook market, though, that woman that got killed by it was like a story where she went to pick up baby supplies from a couple, and they ended up killing her, gutting her baby out of her stomach. It was some wild shit like that. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was some story like that. Yeah, like imagine.
Are you
serious? Yeah, fam. Like, you get some sick people behind these computer screens, bro. You got to be very careful. You know what I mean? Like, that was like, oh, that is insane. So. You know, that was a crazy Netflix series. I know you haven't seen The Messiah. For those that haven't seen The Messiah, my feedback on that, I was glued, bro. I was glued every single episode. And we know we do our Sunday BYOB episodes, and we talk about the Bible and all that. Bro, that whole series is literally what it would be like if Jesus came in our era today. Watch it, and then you catch on to who are the characters in real life.
Is this a series that we're talking about?
You'll see who are the characters from the Bible that are basically the characters in real life in our time, so to speak. So when you see that, you're like, oh, this is Paul. This is such and such. These are the non-believers. These are the people that turn their back on him. These are the people. Bro, crazy. Like, and then there's certain scenes that you'll remember from the story. Even watching the movie of Jesus, you'll remember that when he was in the synagogue and people were believing him, but some people were kind of like, they saw the miracles and then they went back and reported it and saying, no, but that has to be fake. Even when they saw it themselves, or, you know what I mean? Like, the non-believers still come even when there's proof. There's so much, you know, to get from that, as well as how somebody can fake it. But again, it's a real good series. I'm excited for the second.
Is that the series where, because I heard somebody talking about that they were reporting a series on Netflix. I don't know if it was that one, but they were reporting a series on Netflix because there was someone acting as God and he was being homosexual. Like, he was homosexual, so they didn't feel comfortable with that. Well, it was a Netflix series. I don't know if it was a movie or a series or something. Like, people didn't feel comfortable with them making God,
you know, I would see where they were like, all right, this is a brand new story. We've never heard this side of the story being told. I get it. But it's definitely not that. It's just watch it.
All right.
I recommend it. Watch it. Right. For the listeners, watch it. Give us your feedback on it. Did you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
No, I kind of read about it a little bit.
Yeah, so that's another crazy one, right? I'm not going to emphasize too long on it. It's fairly new on Netflix, and I know there's a lot of people that are probably going to watch it, and our listeners, I encourage you to watch
Netflix,
it.
Netflix, like, promote us or something.
What do you mean, promote us? You mean sponsor us?
Sponsor us or some shit.
Yo, Netflix, hold it down.
We'll be here giving them views.
Hey, man, I'm not saying they don't need our views, but I'm just saying. They got a good hefty subscription. But, you know, Aaron Hernandez, the whole entire doc is based on his life. He was a professional football player, played for the Patriots, and they just break down his story and what they believe might have led him to the ending of what his life was. So anybody that knows, they know that he's not with us anymore, but they kind of give us the inside.
I wouldn't want him with me at all.
I mean, hey, bro.
It sounded crazy, though.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm not going to say that everything's entirely true.
Yeah, but
I would have to read his brother's book as well, because his brother's book is the closest that you can get to Aaron and to know his story. And his brother, a lot of the things that is on the book, it wasn't emphasized enough on the Netflix doc. So, again, people can leave their own part of the stories out, and they can make it sound like this is the reason. You know, like they were trying to paint that the fact that they outed him out of the closet, the media, while he was in jail was what caused him to end up, you know, passing away or, you know, taking his life away. But there's many reasons that could have triggered that. So do your research. Check the doc out. I think it's a very interesting story. I think they got to emphasize more about the injuries and the traumas that football players or any athletes that are like in that type of intense type of sport that should be very, very analyzed, like CTE, all these concussions, all these things that are with the brain, the traumas that your brain received from the helmet, the impact. You know, you got a guy that's 200 pounds ramming you to the ground. Bro, you're gonna have something happen to you down the line. It's like a boxer that gets, you know, pounded in his head. There's only a certain amount of time that you should do that for, where you should go and dip and like go on another sport. Because if you see the boxers that stay the long run, they end up going crazy, bro. They end up not living a long life or healthy life at all. So it's a big toll on your body. So that was what really stood out for me is, you know, there should be more things emphasizing on that because, you know, let's be honest. Football is a very lucrative sport. It's one of the America's pastime. People go and watch Sunday football around the world. And the Super Bowl is huge. But again, your health, the things that are being covered up, they should be able to speak on it so people can be aware of what they're getting into. You know, I know a lot of people look at, you know, a check for 20 mil and see that there's a possibility that you can end up getting this brain disease.
I feel like,
and they're looking at the 20 million like, nah, I'll get that.
Of what I've seen and heard about players and stuff like that, like, they don't start playing that when they're older. They start playing that when they're young. Mm-hmm. So they fall in love so much with the game that even if they have an injury or something, like, and they can keep playing, like, they'll just cover up, take pills or whatever because they want to be in the game.
It's not even that.
So it's not only on the people around because if a coach know or someone know, I mean, they won't hold back that much. But it's also on the player. Like, you know, the player wants to play no matter
Aaron,
what.
Aaron.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about in general.
No, I'm saying no. Like, Aaron spoke on that, and he says that every time there was a serious injury or an injury that hurt him, they'll take him inside, you know, the locker room, and they'll inject him with some steroids or give him a pill for the pain and send him back out.
That's wild.
And it'll be like, yo, you're good. It's kind of like they brainwash you. Like, be like, no, you know what we like are. We're champs. We're supposed to go out there and you know.
Like when a little kid falls, no, that's not.
That's all good. Go. And they do that to all the players, not just, you know, him. All the big players get that side of treatment. They cover it up. Like, nah, you're good. It's like, bro, you're going to cost me money if I leave you resting. This is a big game on the line, especially a Super Bowl game. You know what I mean? Like, you know how many people get injured and they get thrown back in there and they play like that because of the pills are working in them, and things that are supposed to be banned from the sport that they still use. You know, so these are all things, man. Like, you gotta really think about it, man. Like, there's so many factors to what led to that story to be that crazy. Because if he wasn't somebody that people depended on money-wise, you know, teams looked at as an asset, then I believe that he would have been stopped at early enough to not have to have that ending. You know, it could have been a different route if there was the right people around him as well in his ear most of the time. Like, yo, listen, these are wrong decisions. Let's get you checked out. Like, you know, like, there's just signs that people were kind of throwing under the rug. And you're just like, okay. Definitely go check out those Netflix series. For me, I learned something. They were interesting. And they also, you know, just, it blew my mind. The type of shit that can happen in the world that, because of technology, because mm-hmm. of what access we have to information, we were able to, you know, learn about.
Track someone and
bro, like, you can literally track somebody's life through social media with those techniques, which is creepy as hell. Yeah. But you know, it's true. It's like watching the Netflix series You. The creepy mm-hmm. dude that mm-hmm. dates mm-hmm. girls and murders whoever doesn't kind of like fit with what
really
he sees.
If you really
want
to see,
like,
what someone's
crazy
up to, you can really do it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about technology and murders and stuff. So Tesla came up with a new update.
What is it going to do? It's gonna be one of those robot things that take over the world and kill us all?
It transforms it and it just walks at you. Nah, Zach, I'm kidding. Nah, but basically, like,
I would expect you
for those that have the Model 3, Model 3, which I kind of want, but I'm going to line over it. But basically, you hold the button. The mode is called summoned, and you hold the button, and basically the car comes to you. So if you're coming out of the mall or you're whatever coming out of work, whatever, and the car is parked somewhere, you hold that button. The car is supposed to come out of the parking space. It knows exactly where you're at. So it's supposed to come out of this parking space. It's, it has it's sensors
following the signal.
Yeah, but it knows to detect. It knows, quote unquote, to detect cars,
people, objects,
and whatever. And it's supposed to even detect the lines in the ground, because that directs them eventually. But
how accurate is this?
It's not accurate at all. I mean, what I see,
that's where that, the murders come. And that's where the
murders come. Like, if your grandma is coming out the shopping center with her little carrito, like, she might get run over by this car.
She might get hit.
Like, I seen people run in front of it and it doesn't stop. Like,
at what speed is it? It's coming at a
decent speed.
No, it's
coming slow, but it's slow enough to hit you. Like, it's still a car.
Oh, yeah, I'm laying on the floor.
Like, it knocks you down and it's still running over you. Like, that's crazy. Dude, yeah. I mean, like, you're technically, I mean, you're not supposed to do it in public roads. And technically, you're
supposed to. So, where are you supposed to have it? Like, in a driveway? No,
like in a parking lot or something like that, you know. But technically, like I said, you're supposed to see your car. So you're not supposed to, like, just, oh, yeah, like, have a conversation with someone while you're holding the button. No, you're supposed to see it.
Where it's coming.
Where it's coming from. So you can detect the grid because you're supposed
to. But you know humans.
Because you're supposed to hold the button, which that's smart. You hold the button, and the second you let the button go, the second it stops completely.
But let's be real. We know humans, how they want to show off. Like, I'll be in the bathroom taking a shower. My car's around the block.
The car's in the front. I got it. Like,
the car will be in the front, like. No. You gotta get out, go downstairs, go around the corner.
That shit ran over three viejitas and two delivery guys and shit. And then
you're like, too.
What's all this splash on my car?
Splash? No. You're going. You definitely
I'm like,
gonna be
I'm laughing because it's like, I have a real, like,
imaginary
mind. But it's crazy though. Like, I mean, it's a dope idea. Yes, it's dope. I just don't feel like
no, it's a real idea. Like, this shit is real.
I just don't. It's real, but it's not 100% because I don't feel like it's accurate. Like, I don't feel like it's. I'm pretty sure they're gonna keep improving but it. But I feel like they should.
I'm not buying the first batch. Yeah, I'm not using the first batch.
I feel like they should have done like Apple. Like, you see how Apple holds on this shit. Like, and they let everybody else fuck up until they get it right and then they really release it. Like, they should have kind of just waited on that.
But it goes down to that. Then the Tesla that they're dropping, that SUV that's like bulletproof. Fam, he threw, what was it, like a metal plate or a rock?
He threw a brick at it.
And it was supposed to not break. First thing it did was
shatter.
Like,
no, like, it went through, I think.
I think but it shattered or broke
it. It's not
supposed to do that. And the dude is not a baseball player. Like, he didn't throw that. At 90 miles per hour.
One of the desk guys, like,
exactly.
This guy's moving a mouse around.
Exactly.
So mouse on the table all day long.
If you're selling a product, telling me it's bulletproof, imagine if somebody tests it out in a country of those where firearms are legal. Mm-hmm. They have somebody inside the vehicle and they shoot inside the vehicle.
You know what it reminds me of? That reminds me of us and our Boost Mobile days selling waterproof cases.
Yo. So we both used to work for Boost Mobile, right? Funny story. There was these phones, the Kyocera, right? Kyocera.
No, it's
whatever.
Not the phone. It's the case.
Remember no, but we remember the phone?
Oh, we had like the waterproof phone.
The water phone, the Kyocera.
The people always brought it with water.
Always brought it in with water. Like, we're like, fam. You're not supposed to dive in a whole, like, you're not supposed to submerge it underwater for 3 hours. Like, what? I was just testing out if it was real. Gotta give me back my money. I'm like, fam, you don't got insurance on this shit. this doesn't work that way. Like, I remember somebody came in and they said they had dropped in the toilet. First of all, I didn't touch the phone. I was like, all right, you dropped it in the toilet. Mm-hmm. You could see the water inside the screen. And I'm like, These shits are not waterproof.
Obviously, you were using the toilet when you dropped it.
Those are the trap Android phones. Like, you know how a lot of people bought trap phones and they were like flip phones, but those phones were like $30 to buy them at the promotional rate when you would switch over from Metro. So people were using those to trap out of, and I'm like, Doug, that's a smartphone. the point is to not be tracked. The point is, and you know, not be visible. Like, you're using a smartphone that has all the little technologies that can get you, you know, in a sticky situation if you're one of those heavy hitters out there. But it's just funny, man, how we used to fuck around with all these, you know, technology, all these, they were, where were they getting them from? They were getting them from China, right? It was like from...
What, the phones?
No, no, all the products, like the phones, yeah. Some of the phones obviously from China, but the products that we were selling, accessories, they were all like...
I mean, everything comes from China, but this was like straight from like the sweatshop.
Like, yeah, like, no, these were like, these were like
fresh off the sweatshop, like defects and everything, like
like, you know how the phone is supposed to come with the buttons here, like the case too. The case will come with the buttons at the bottom, and you're like, yo,
how am I supposed to plug in my phone, bro?
And we used to sell them shits.
Yeah, I remember. Yo, this shit was so ghetto, son. I remember making a hole with a fucking blade on a case because the shit just was way off.
Was it one of the gel cases?
Nah. Like, yeah, I'm like, no, I can fix that shit right now. Like, it's right here. It's just not.
I gotta finish carving it out because I guess when they made it, they forgot.
I made that shit look so nice. They look happy with it. I'm like, bro, I can't believe I did that shit.
Yeah.
Like, just to sell it.
Man, listen. I hope Elon Musk, you know, tightens up and make sure that everything is at least accurate to the point where, you know, lives
Elon
are not
Musk
invaded.
Get better at this.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, you said that there were some rumors about possibly, you know, Tesla being in trouble?
Well, obviously, there's always rumors about Tesla being in trouble. But
it all started from when he smoked weed and that one time.
I just feel like he wants to get in. Like, this is the thing. I feel like that guy's brain is obviously, like, you know, he got some good
things. 2050.
Yeah, he got
2050.
Yeah, this dude is somewhere else. But it's just like, it's like he's so surpassed, like, a lot of the thinking of normal people. And he wants to follow it, you know, with everything he wants to do. And it's just not...
He just drops money. Like, I need this idea. Boom.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just feels like he paying... Like you can't buy things with candy. Like, you know, like...
What do you mean?
No, like, you need money. Like, you cannot buy things with candy. Yeah, like, you can't just... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like... I'm pretty sure it's just people just getting scared, and maybe that's where all the things
not
from.
Just scared, but it also it worries where his state of mind is, because when a person gets that crazy and obsessed with certain things, you know, like, you become
and
like this crazy scientist type
all
of thing.
All the accidents with the autopilots and all that stuff, all the deaths that have happened, that's what people probably
but that's you know
of.
What it is, he's the guinea pig, because there's going to be many more companies down the line that's going to do the same exact thing.
A lot of companies already doing full battery cars, fully battery, not hybrid, fully, because of the new technology that's coming along. Like this.
Well, isn't the Tesla fully battery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, there's a new battery that is coming out soon. We don't know exactly how soon. Maybe like around this, like 2020 something. But, and I should have had the name pulled up on there.
It's lithium.
Lithium?
It's something with lithium.
So. No, it's not lithium. We have lithium batteries now.
Ugh.
It's not a lithium battery. I forgot the name of it. But basically, what it's supposed to do is, it's supposed to charge a lot faster. It's supposed to hold charge for a lot longer period of time. And basically, like, it can be strong enough to make any car into, like, a regular engine car, like, basically, like,
what I'm reading here is lithium ion battery. The new lithium ion battery could top up electric vehicles with 200 miles of charge in a time comparable to filling up a gas powered vehicle.
Are you sure that's the one that
this is the newest 2019 post, and it was from October, so that's not that far off.
Okay, yeah, cause that's what. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the guy that invented the ramps. He was the one that came up with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, and literally, like, he came up with it, like, and he's like, this guy's like 80 something years old, like 90 something years old. Now he's like 93 or something like that years old. Instead of retiring, like, he's over here thinking about new inventions and shit, like, and he came up with that. And it's basically like, you're going to have longer range on cars. You can charge them a lot faster, and you can actually get the amount of power out of them to make it compatible to these cars that are hitting like 500 horsepower, 400 horsepower. So like now, because a lot of people like, oh, they don't want electrical car because they want that speed. They want that car, that supercar.
The Tesla's pretty fast though. The
Tesla's stupid fast. But I don't think it's as, well, I mean, I don't know. They have tested it with a lot of vehicles, but I just don't think it's as fast as certain cars that hit like 1,000 horsepower, 1,100 horsepower.
You need a car to do that shit.
Well, like, people that do track racing and stuff like that need a car that goes that fast.
But you're using the certain cars that are aimed towards that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about driving in a regular street, we're getting to a world where even those cars are going to be eliminated. Like, we're getting to a world where they're planning on eliminating gas, period. Where,
bro, we're destroying
the
earth.
Exactly. Where these old vintage cars are going to cost millions because they're going to be so rare. And gas is just going to be so expensive because it's going to get so rare to find. And electrical is going to be the new thing.
Which should be...
I'm 100% towards it. I love the sound. I love the sound of engine. I love the sound of a muffler. I love the vibration of a car. Like, I love everything about a car. But I love living here.
Yeah.
Like,
and not only us, but for our
like,
kids,
dude, like, I'm making it
to come. If we want something to outlive us, we needed the earth here. We need the
dude. Remember the video that I shared with you about that fish that died? They found a fish floating, and I guess. I'm not 100% sure why they went to grab the fish, mm-hmm. but I'm guessing they found a few fishes just floating around, and they wonder what was going on until they got to the point and just did it in a video. But they opened up, they ripped up his stomach, opened it up, and everything in there, everything was plastic. Everything was plastic, nylon, a whole bunch of stuff
that's
not supposed to be. That was his stomach. The bag was his stomach.
So that was an intestine.
Oh, it was inside? It was like another plastic.
Yeah, it was
plastic.
Like a little plastic.
It was like another plastic thing. Could have been by like a label or something. Or like a little bag from a, you know, like, you know how when you get like a battery from a phone, it has like a little bag. Maybe it could have been one of those bags. But, I mean, I don't know if it is that we're not recycling the right way. Or maybe they're not taking care of how they're supposed to take care of after we recycle it and they get it. To get it, you know, whatever they do.
Whatever it is.
I don't know what
there's
it is.
There's products that have to be discontinued. There's different materials that should be discontinued, as well as the source of our gas, the source of vehicles, like the fuel should be discontinued. Like, those things are proven to be causes of war.
The
environment. Like,
you know,
yeah,
I'm all up,
you know, it's
I'm
just
all
crazy.
Up for it. I just feel like fuel shouldn't be discontinued just yet like that.
I mean, it's
I feel
not,
like we're gonna if we ever get to a point in life where it gets if we ever get to a point in life where there's a war going on and it gets bad enough where
possible right now,
and it gets to a point where we have to all like live in like certain like bunkers and shit like that, like dude. Especially living out here, like gas, motor gas, like engines are the only thing that are going to survive 20-something degree weathers and stuff like that. You know, like you can't have something that's diesel. You can't have something that's battery. Yes, you can, but it just doesn't survive the type of weather that we live in. Like, especially people
that,
in Canada
even,
or people
bro,
up here
even
in
that's
the East.
All over the place. Like, it's winter and we had a 60-degree day. Like, how often has that happened?
Yeah, but... What you think is going to be like that? You think that
what I'm saying is that if we continue what we're doing, our climate is completely fucked.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like I don't feel like it's going to get hot over here. Like, I feel like that shit's going to, like, we might fuck up the weather enough where we get a wave of heat that might just turn this shit into like a fucking ice age.
Whatever that can happen. And that's not something that might happen in our generation, right? But looking
Dude,
at how the
I,
speed
I,
of
I
things are
moving.
I wouldn't
be surprised. Looking at this, like you said, looking at the speed that things are moving, I wouldn't be surprised that we're old and we're facing some shit.
But it comes down to it, like, yeah, they're not going to discontinue gas or oil, right?
But they have to find ways to use less of it. Of course. Yes. Definitely. We had to eliminate pollution. We had to eliminate all that. Look at what's going on in Australia. That's terrible, dude. Like, and just what just
that
happened.
That was a natural cause. Somebody caused that. People clearing out land, like there's people that got arrested because of that, and you possibly caused extinction for some of those animals that you killed. You know what I mean? Like, as well as Brazil, when it was going on in Brazil, as well as other places where there's animals that are not safe from humans. Like, you know, this is something I was talking about. Hold on, hold on.
I can only imagine the things that happen.
Bro, this is something I'm talking about. I was talking to the guys behind the scene. And it's going to sound insensitive, right? It's going to sound like I'm saying that we should eliminate humans or depopulate. No. If it comes off that way, take it how you want. What I'm saying is, you know how we use that, there's like hunting season for deers because they become a nuisance when there's too many of them. Same thing with pigs, same thing with certain animals. They just, they have ways to kind of depopulate them because if they let them grow and just populate how fat, you know, how crazy they get, it just becomes unsafe and a nuisance for society. And I think that humans in some way has become a nuisance for this, for animals. Like, we're in their territory, and even if we create our own society, we go to their turf and destroy their shit and come back to our shit like, yeah, we good. Yeah. But we're killing all these other animals. Like, we're the nuisance that they are supposed to be to us as well. So when you see movies like The Purge, you can see why somebody would think of something like that. Like, yeah, there's going to be a day where there's going to have to be a strategy, or if there isn't one already being in place and we're just oblivious to, where you're getting depopulation because you cannot fit 10 billion people on this earth, no matter how many people say you can. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, imagine this room right now in this studio. If you have 20 people, we're all right. Try fitting 500 people in the studio. Mm-hmm. You'll fit them, but we will not. Won't it cause some chaos? We'll be all over. Like, bro, we're making room some way somehow. So, if you think about how things are moving, the fast change in climate, the all these natural disasters. You know, Puerto Rico's going through it right now. You know,
that's wild.
Our hearts out to the people in Puerto Rico, but. Again, these things are natural to happen.
Talking about Puerto Rico, we could keep going right from here. You heard about what happened? They found that warehouse. I think it was here.
Holding up stuff. Pampers.
From Hurricane Maria. Not from now. From Maria.
Maria, yeah.
Holding water. Shit, this is probably already expired.
No, it was expired.
Like,
it was all expired.
What the fuck for?
Bro, again. Just,
that's wild,
again,
bro.
There's things like, behind the scenes that we won't know. That will be kept away from
us. How people are so cruel? Like, no, like, nah, we're not taking it, and they're not having it either. What the fuck?
Bro, I think, no, that was found in a warehouse in Puerto Rico. That wasn't here.
Okay, but they're not consuming it, but they're not giving it to anyone.
Exactly. It's just looking at the perspective, like, us humans are very, like, we build stuff, but we destroy more than what we build sometimes.
More than what we build.
Because we're very, very, like, we like chaos. Like, no matter what we say or how peaceful we want the world to be,
we are...
What is it called?
Territorial? Yes. We're very territorial. Like, we want to take over shit. Like, everywhere
we
want to
dominate.
Yes.
What are the presidents trying to do right now? They're trying to hold each other's balls and see who got the bigger balls. They're trying to be like, yo, I got bigger balls than you. What's up? You know, like... It's like they're literally pointing weapons at each other saying, who's going to flip? But they're not the ones behind going to get killed to, you know, do these things. They're speaking and then they're sending out minions, you know. And again, don't take it the wrong way. I'm saying it in a broader view. But obviously, you know, our soldiers and our troops, we respect every single one of you. We appreciate your service. It's just a point of view of how they treat the people that go out there, because when those people go out there and risk their lives for freedom for the people of this country, they come back and they get shit from the people that sent them out there. So, you know, let's be real about what's been going on in cycles. So, you know, I'm not a big political guy. I'm not big on politics, but we should be more educated on it, because us neglecting politics like we do with when it comes to, you know, religion and beliefs, when we stay away from that, it's not doing anybody any good. There has to be somebody that can actually have some common sense.
You know what's crazy? That we've been noticing a lot of that. Like, we neglect a lot of that because there's older people in our generation there.
To that shit.
There's older people in our generation that are taking care of that. So it's like, oh, they're taking care of that.
They're not taking care of that shit. That we stay away from that shit because we're scared of somebody coming at us or getting mad at us, or we're scared of tarnishing our our brand or whatever we stand for because somebody else doesn't agree with our view.
Well, this, not, and I'm gonna say not a lot, because when it came to immigration and when it comes to a lot of that, like, you see people protesting and people doing a lot of shit
again. But there's many people that are silenced, mm-hmm. that are just watching shit happen, and they're saying, well, you know, I'm just sticking to myself because I got so much going on over here, my business, my brand, my blah, blah, blah. And I get it, but at the same time, if somebody doesn't say, yo, we got to speak up, we got to take action, we got to put these things in our hands, and we got to get educated, that not the president doesn't affect our state. The people that run this state are the ones that affect us, like the mayors, the all, like, I don't even know the full lineup of what the setup is for the people in charge in our city. So for me, I'm no help to anybody if I don't even know, you know, who's the mayor, who's the one in charge of, you know, the Board of Education, getting familiar with what these people are doing that are affecting ours, because it's going to affect our community and the people that, you know, we love. And if I move to another state, I should be familiar with everything that's going on in that state. And who are these people? What do they stand for? What are the laws that they're trying to go through? Because it's going to affect us. What our president does doesn't really affect the trickle down to us all the way down. Like war does. Like those big issues trickle down to us. But what happens within our city, our state, is what really affects us. And if we don't know what's going on, we're just going to see the aftermath of everything, and mm-hmm. we're just gonna be like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like how people got taken out of the projects, people that got taken out of their housing situation because of the laws, the taxes, all these things that are changing, and they're not aware of who are these people that are passing these laws and what they can do to prevent, you know, going home, you know, getting becoming homeless or coming out of a job or, you know, whatever is about to happen, we mm-hmm. should be informed of, instead of just thinking about what these celebrities are doing and who got the biggest cars and who got the biggest houses, you know? Like, it's just so much things in our faces that we get distracted and we can't focus on the things that matter that are long-term going to affect us, you know? And that's with climate change and everything like that. So if I got anything out of this whole rant and this conversation is, let's get more informed on the things that are going to affect us in the long term. Long term. 2020, if you have a 2020 vision, you should have a long term vision. If that long term vision isn't going towards your kids, 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 then you're thinking wrong. You should be thinking about the people that are going to be left behind when you're gone and what things you should be paying attention to that you can kind of have a say in, have some control in your personal finances as well as the community. You know, this is the year that if people are really having these things where they feel like some change is coming and these visions are coming and you see clearly, if you don't see clearly on that, fam, we're still in 1980. Like, we're not there yet, because as technology advances, our brain gets smaller because of the things that we're not allowing our brain to exercise anymore, like imagination, mm-hmm. like being bored for a couple of minutes to create something of your own.
Or remembering, like, something.
Remembering something, like, yo, bro, you know that I don't know your phone number, dog.
No, I don't know yours either. And you know that I've been feeling like I need to get some pills because I be forgetting shit.
Yeah, fuck but the pills.
But then the thing is that then you look at my reminder and you look at my notes, and everything I'm supposed to do during the day and everything I'm supposed to remember is there. So it's like I don't exercise my brain to remember.
And our brain's so distracted. I just tell my
brain, remember to look at the phone.
Yeah.
And then when he looks at the phone,
they'll tell me what I had to do.
He'll tell me what I had to do.
My pop tells me this shit all the time. He says, yo, where the fuck is your head at? Because you forget shit from here to here. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm thinking so far into the future, or I'm distracted with the timeline and everything on my phone, that I'm not exercising my memory in my head. So what happens, bro? Like, I'm becoming, you know, as smart as these phones are, the person behind them is dumber and dumber if we don't use it appropriately to where it can benefit us and not cripple us. You know, and I'm not a big preacher. I'm not going to preach on something that I'm not doing. These are things that I truly believe in. We know behind the scenes, we talk about it. You know, we do our best to hold ourselves to a certain standard. And then wherever we fuck up, we fuck up. It is what it is. We're human. But if you're just not aware, if you're not at least giving yourself the chance to do something different for real and really shift things for your life and the people for you, man, and just in general, I don't know what to tell you. You're not in our vision. You're not in 2020 for us. You know what I mean? Like, this is the year, bro, that I'm going to be very careful on what I allow in. And again, that's why I think of the Facebook as a blessing, because now I'm very careful who I'm allowing in that space. Because if I'm going to use it for the podcast purposes and for branding, I'm going to use it for that purpose. But I'm not going to get consumed back into that whole, oh, he posted this news thing. Let me see what this is. Let me see this person getting his head chopped off over here. No.
Bro.
I remember seeing one video on Facebook of somebody getting their head cut off, bro. And I promise you, every time I close my eyes, I saw that image clearly. That has to do something to us.
Of course.
That has to affect us in some way.
I'm telling you.
Like, there has to be some sort of PTSD that we get from the internet.
Dude, I'm telling you.
There has to be.
All of those videos and all of that stuff that people watch.
Yo, this rant was random. We just got to this point. Thank you for the listeners.
We kind of didn't. We wanted to speak about it. It got to the right moment.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like that whole rant, it wasn't what I pictured or the conversation that we were gonna really get into. But nonetheless, a great one. It's a moment where we get to speak on our thoughts. It's a moment where you get to kind of vent or you just, you know, elaborate on what's been going on. For those people that are new listeners that have never tuned into one of our episodes, this is the Cause and Effect podcast. You know, we discuss society and culture. We talk about our city. We talk about our peers in our city, in our state. And we talk about, obviously, things that are going on worldwide. We use our platform as responsible as we can. And we do our best to keep it real and keep it raw, but as well as not offending people. But nowadays, who don't you offend with what you say? So if you love the content, if you love the conversation we were having, comment on our Instagram account, Cause and Effect Podcast, SoundCloud, Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Podbean. We're on Stitcher Podcasts. Pretty much any platform that you listen podcasts on, you can find the Cause and Effect podcast on there.
It's not an excuse.
YouTube is also running more up to date. We will have all our new episodes up on there. If not the full episode, at least 30 minutes of it, of the best part of it. So, let's get it. What?
YouTube.
Dale. You know, we're going to have our YouTube account up to date. Moving forward, 2020. If
time.
Not the full, come on, bro, you got me lost. Don't all do right. That. So our YouTube account, we're gonna have it up to date. It's gonna have our newest episodes moving on 2020. If not the full episode, you'll have 30 minutes of it. And I'm excited, man. I think that way we're doing things now is gonna change the momentum. It's gonna slow it down a little bit because we're at a very good place right now, but it's also gonna just catch back up because of people being able to, you know, really digest the content, really pay attention to what we're doing and have time to do so, because it's not easy to consume, you know, a long episode, but our conversations are pretty easy going. I find them interesting, and I'm sure that from the feedback from the listeners and the listeners that keep coming back and tuning in, they love our shit.
This doesn't mean that we ran out of people to invite. This just means we wanted to come back. Yeah, because
let's elaborate on that.
We started by doing this.
This is how we started. We started.
We kind of wanted to bring it back and bring this episode on Monday, right?
They'll drop on Mondays. We'll have one guest episode a month, and we're going to have our Sunday BYOBs every other Sunday, as well as every other Monday, you'll have a new Monday Cause and Effect podcast episode. And again, things might change, but for now, moving forward, that's going to be our format. That's going to be how we move. It's going to give us time to be able to work live podcast events mm-hmm. that we're working on behind the scenes. We got a couple coming up soon, so stay tuned to those announcements.
And let us know what you guys think. Yeah. Do you guys feel like this gives you time to catch up with our episodes? Do you guys think like, I don't want to wait so long? You know, because... I mean, I follow some people. I follow some YouTubers and stuff like that. And I know that once they post something, I want to go to the next one. I don't want to wait. Yeah. But, you know, there's a reason why they do it. Because obviously, you know, sometimes it takes me, I'm so busy that it takes me 4 days to watch a video that they posted a few, you know, about a week ago. Yeah. And I was able to catch up. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do here. You know, we were trying to let you guys, because we brought in so many powerful and
speakers
and creatives, people just were brilliant minds and so much great things that they said in those episodes. And we just want you guys to take the time and go back and listen and actually catch on to the episodes that you guys weren't able to and consume all of that content, because we put a lot of hard work to bring in those people here, to taking out the time to be here and record this and make it perfect and great in our eyes for you guys. So
and on top of that, to end it off, moving forward, we have special guests, you know, that we want to give you the time to check it out. But we're not just basing it on giving people time. It's also our way to be able to deliver things with quality versus quantity. Because before we were delivering 4 episodes, and it was like, here, ha, off the press, toma, right? And then you'll find little things that could have been better, but because of the time and just dropping it, you missed it. So now, when you know, we continue to grow our team, we continue to do the things that we're planning to doing, you're gonna see a lot of changes in the aesthetic wise and what you see.
Ugly white wall so, like, back here.
We're not gonna give you guys at all. We're not giving you excuses or justifying shit. No. We're just giving you guys a little of what we have behind the scenes.
Yeah, if so you guys were wondering what's going on. So if you guys were wondering what's going on.
Yeah, because we've been off for, 2 weeks out of the first 2 weeks of 2020?
If you're wondering why we don't have, because, I mean, I feel like for a minute now, we had nice-looking walls and nice backgrounds.
Yeah, no, they'll be all right. They'll see what's going on. They'll see what's going on.
But they're going to enjoy more of what's coming next.
Yeah. So we're just giving you guys a little bit of our personal plans with the show. You guys are invested as much as we are because you guys are fellow listeners. Again, the merch will be out live soon. That is something else that we're excited about. You know, so if you're if you're one of our listeners and you rock with us, this is the way to, you know, show your support. Take a picture with this hood, with the hoodie, the shirts, our merch, and tag us. We'll repost you, and you might get some prizes. So, that being said, thank you for tuning into Cause and Effect Podcast. Shout out to all the listeners.
You know, come first.